Welcome to a burning fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. The religion of Jesus Christ is presented to us in a number of different ways, illustrations, comparisons, that we might be able to understand. The Christian way is presented to us at times as a warfare. We are involved in a spiritual warfare if we be Christians. And the Christian is pictured as a soldier, and Christ is the captain of our faith. The Apostle Paul said that he had fought a good fight, he had finished his course, he had kept the faith. You see, the Christian in this battle, he has an armor with which to wage a good fight of faith. Ephesians chapter 6 tells us about the armor of God, urging us to put on the whole armor of God. Now, these things are asserted in Scripture about the faith of Christ. As we begin our study, we accept the fact that Christianity is a battle. Now, Peter tells us that our adversary is the devil, 1 Peter 5 and verse 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. My first thought here is that why would the Apostle Peter warn the Christian about the possibility of being devoured by Satan, if it was impossible for the Christian to fall? You know, there's a false doctrine raging in the world that once saved, always saved. Well, it's not true. The Bible doesn't teach that. In fact, the Bible in every book of the New Testament warns the Christian about falling away. And the Christian has weapons with which to fight his fight. But the devil also has weapons with which to fight his side of the battle. We want to concentrate in our lesson today and tomorrow upon just one of those weapons that he has. And I'm inclined to think that it's one of the most powerful ones that he has in his arsenal. But we first need to be aware of the devil's objective. His goal is to capture every soul. He has the same goal in this respect as the Lord's army. Every soul is important. It's important to Satan. It makes no difference whether one is rich or poor, male, female, bond, free, black, white, Jew, Gentile, whatever. The devil will go to whatever means and whatever distance is necessary to accomplish his goal of enslaving mankind to sin. And friend, he's very active. He's very aggressive. He's very vigorous. He's energetic. He doesn't waste a single opportunity. We need to be aware of who our adversary is, and that our adversary is capable of accomplishing his goal. Especially is he anxious to capture, recapture the souls of those who have repudiated him, and that, of course, would be the Christian. The Christian has come to the Lord. He's determined not to follow the ways of the devil. It is a proper thought that the church, made up of Christians, that's the devil's mission field. But you see, the mission of the devil and the mission of Christ in one way is similar. That is, they seek to the individual, every individual. Now, there's a difference also. Christ seeks to save. The devil seeks to destroy. Satan hates God. He hates that which is good. He loves that which is evil. He's the father of all evil. He's the father of wickedness. And he uses certain weapons in intending to enlarge the borders of his wicked kingdom. And he does so at the expense of the kingdom of God. And any person that desires to go to heaven, he has an opposite desire for himself than what Satan desires for him. Now keep in mind, friend, our enemy is no fool. We dare not underestimate him and all his wiles. You know, many battles are lost because those who are superior have underestimated their enemy. Many games are lost because the superior team underestimates the ability of their opponent. Now, Satan knows what he wants, and he knows how to get it. And even as we make this study, let's keep in mind, Satan seeks to destroy my soul and yours. And furthermore, he is skilled in the use of his weapons. You know, even the most powerful enemy and his weapons, he may have powerful weapons, but they need not be feared if the enemy does not know how to use his weapons. But friend, the devil knows how to use his weapons. Now, God's word is more powerful than anything that the devil has in his arsenal. But too often, much of the force and the persuasion of the word of God is lost, is drained away, because it's not properly used. Satan has had many centuries to perfect his attack. We're facing no amateur, but a skilled professional in destroying mankind. Now, some of Satan's tools are easily recognized. Well, deception is one of them. He used that in the Garden of Eden against Mother Eve. He deceived her, Paul told Timothy, into believing that which was not true. We're warned against the devil and his subtle ways. He uses half-truths. You know, a half-truth is nothing less than just half-lie. One can be misled by half-truths. And many people accept error that is taught from teachers who include in their teaching a lot of truth. And because they teach truth, they build confidence that people listen to them. And then in their teaching, they'll also teach that which is not according to the Word of God. John tells us in 1 John chapter 2 that Satan tempts us by the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the vainglory of life. These are weapons that Satan uses. He used them against Eve. He used the same weapons against Christ when he tempted Christ in the wilderness, according to Matthew chapter 4. Do you know Satan will even use our blessings against us if we let him? He can use our material possessions, our wealth. He can use our successes. He can use our enjoyments and even things that are not evil in themselves when we let them become primary in life. You know, Satan can even use our children and our mates and our jobs and other interests that we have in life. Oh, we wonder how many have turned a deaf ear to the Lord rather than to offend some loved one. How many have been negligent to God because they put their work first, sports and hobbies and leisures. Some have even been known to forsake the duty of God and laid the blame on the fact that they have small children and it's too difficult for them to serve God. Well, the devil, of course, will use sorrow. We've seen this happen many times, haven't we? He'll use failure. He'll use grief that comes to the heart of man. He'll use our disappointments to cause a person to do what Job's wife encouraged him to do, and that is to simply curse God and die. He tried that on Job, but Job withstood the test, and the devil failed to capture him. But Satan uses the various isms that are in the world. Now, this is what I mean by that. For instance, there is the divided, chaotic, contradictory denominationalism. Friend, let me say, and I'm trying to say it with kindness, but I want to say it with firmness, because a lot of people simply do not take time to really consider the issue. To look lightly upon denominationalism is to look lightly upon one of Satan's weapons for destroying confidence in the Word of God and the uniqueness and the singularity of Christianity. And then, of course, there's the ism of atheism. And that's promoted through pseudoscience, false speculative theories that men have invented, promoted by these sophisticated educational so-called scholars who think they're the superior things in all the world. There's the philosophy of humanism. That's just another form of atheism that denies the reality of the mankind, the acceptance of the untried, unproven, unprovable theories of evolution. They've led a lot of people to deny even the scriptures, even to deny the reality of the existence of God. And there's materialism that denies man is spirit, that continues that we are but material, that came into existence by accident with no purpose. It teaches there's no eternity, no soul, no accountability. We came from nowhere. We're going nowhere. We're here for no reason. We're on our way to nothingness. The whole thing centers itself only on the here and now. Modernism, liberalism, all these isms, they're the devil's weapons to capture and contain the souls of men. And there is no doubt but that he's been very effective in the use of these things. But we're persuaded that all these forces of evil can be met and overcome in the hearts and minds of honest people who will consider the evidence of God and his word. There is no weapon that the devil has, such as we have named, that cannot be repelled and destroyed when the battle is pitched. But now, one of the more powerful weapons in all the devil's arsenal, surprisingly, it is one that is provided for him by those who claim to be Christians. Now, I don't want to bash the church. I don't want to bash Christians, but we need to face reality. It may sound ridiculous and impossible that Christians would provide the devil a weapon, but bear with me a while. Yes, one of the most powerful and effective weapons the devil has comes right from within the ranks of those who say they are Christians. You know, during World War II, there was what was called a fifth column. It referred to traitors and spies and those who would sabotage and those who would work from within to do damage and hinder the cause. Some of the most telling and expensive damage done to the Allies during World War II was done by this fifth column. Well, all nations realize this danger, and they stand on guard against subversion. And doctors know that diseases that work from within cannot be easily detected, and they're more deadly and harder to cure, well, than those that are without and can be observed. Satan realizes this principle. He works hard in the church. He can even use church members, if church members will allow him. You ask, how can this be? Is not the church his prime enemy? Yes. Would his prime enemy provide for him a weapon that he can use to promote his cause? Well, friend, that's what I'm suggesting to you. Unfortunately, there are those, even in the church, who've been so deceived by the devil, even after they have come to Christ, they're not even aware of it. They're blind and hardened and so confident in their false security, they don't realize that they can do a great deal of harm to the cause of Christ and advance the influence of Satan. Well, what is this weapon that Christians sometimes provide the arsenal in Satan's weaponry? We'll talk about this in our next lesson. This is A Burning Fire. This is James Boyd. Until next time.